Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 78. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 65. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime high is approaching 77. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 71.
This Harvest Report on Katy Country 94 is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. We continue to jump around here on our Harvest Reports. Had a chance to look down south at Lincoln and talk to Rick Walting. He's the manager of the Central Valley Ag Elevator in Lincoln. And said that they've taken in a little less than what they normally do, gave an update on what that number looks like and also the quality of the wheat this harvest.
Half to a third, 56 to 60, 60 and a half pound test weight. Haven't really heard many yield, 15 to 20 maybe, 30 might catch some of it. So got a lot of weed they were fighting all summer, so a lot of them had to get it sprayed. So.
And we thank Rick Walting for that update from Lincoln at Central Valley Ag. He also did note that there are only a couple producers that are still bringing in wheat pretty much done down there in the Lincoln area. They started, got some harvesters out around Father's Day weekend and got rolling in earnest after that. And again, just a couple producers still out there around the Lincoln area. Also, the USDA releasing their weekly crop progress and condition report for the week ending July 2nd. As far as the wheat is concerned, winter wheat condition rated 25% very poor, 26% poor, 33% fair, 15% good, and just 1% excellent. Winter wheat coloring 95% behind 100% last year at this time, and near 99% for the five-year average. Mature was 81% behind 96% last year, 92% average. Harvested was 46%, well behind 80% last year, and behind the 63% average. As far as north central Kansas is concerned, winter wheat coloring was at 99%, winter wheat mature 83%. Winter wheat harvested at 46% in north central Kansas for the week ending July 2nd. This harvest report on Katy Country 94 is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
Contrary to what you may have heard, Schnell and Pessinger Appliance is still open. Visit them on South Mill in downtown Beloit for the best in appliances and appliance service.
For more than 135 years, the First Bank of Beloit has been privileged to serve the greater Beloit community and its citizens. Locally owned and operated, they continue to provide convenient and personalized banking services to all of their customers. As a community bank, they feel it's their obligation to serve and support the Beloit community. Whether you need an auto, business, or ag loan, checking or savings account, or simply want to retire that old piggy bank, First Bank of Beloit, member FDIC, is here for you. Visit them online at firstbankbeloit.com or stop by at 101 East Main in downtown Beloit. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
One lucky player in North Central Kansas is celebrating this week with more than just fireworks. A single ticket sold in Kansas has matched all five numbers
and the Super Cash Ball in the Monday, July 3rd Super Kansas Cash Drawing to win the over $1.5 million jackpot. The winning numbers in the July 3rd Super Kansas Cash Drawing were 1, 4, 14, 19, 21, Cash Ball 21. The winning tickets sold in North Central Kansas, which includes the following counties in that region: Smith, Jeweled, Republic, Washington, Osborne, Mitchell, Cloud, Clay, Russell, Lincoln, Ottawa, Ellsworth, Saline, and Dickinson counties. The winner has 365 days from the date of the drawing to claim their prize. The jackpot for Super Kansas Cash now reset to $100,000. Collection of income and sales taxes by the state of Kansas in the just completed fiscal year reached $10.16 billion to surpass the previous year's revenue deposits by more than $400 million, officials said yesterday. Totals reported by the Kansas Department of Revenue represented receipts by the state during the 12-month period from July 1 of 2022 to June 30th of 2023. The state took in during the fiscal year $402 million more in tax revenue than in the prior fiscal year. Kansas pocketed $6.06 billion in income taxes for an increase of $364 million, or 6.5% from the prior fiscal year. The state sales tax total for the fiscal year was $3.57 billion for a surge of $45 million, or 1.3%. The year-end report said Kansas surpassed by $25 million the updated revenue forecast issued in April by fiscal analysts. Governor Laura Kelly attributed the better-than-anticipated revenue figures to her administration's work to attract businesses, expand the workforce, and broaden the state's economy. In addition, the state treasury benefited from a year of high-price inflation and to disagreements between the governor and the Republican-led legislature on how to reduce the tax load. This past legislative session, Kelly said, "I fought for responsible tax cuts on groceries, property, and Social Security to put this money back in the hands of working Kansans. Come January, I'm committed to partnering with legislatures to get Kansans relief," end of quote. The state sales tax on groceries fell on January 1st from 6.5% to 4%. Existing state law would further diminish the state's portion of sales tax on food to 2% on January 1st of 2024 and to 0% the following year. Legislation speeding elimination of that tax was packaged with controversial tax policy adjustments vetoed by Governor Kelly, including the shift from three individual income tax rates to a single 5.15% tax rate. House Speaker Dan Hawkins, a Wichita Republican, said GOP leadership would renew an effort to gain approval of the single rate approach to income taxes during the 2024 legislative session. He said it was unfortunate that Governor Kelly declined to compromise with Republican lawmakers on tax reform, which should have been a no-brainer with the surplus in tax revenue. Tax cuts that would have helped all Kansans instead fell victim to petty politics, Hawkins said. He went on to say, "Rest assured, the legislature will bring back these cuts next session, and passing them will be a top priority," end of quote. That full story at our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Mitchell County Planning Commission and Appeals Board is having a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock in the First Bank of Beloit meeting room regarding the floodplain management resolution changes. The Jewel County Fair, this year's theme, Dancing with Steers, is continuing here today on a Thursday, and there will be open class and scouts exhibit judging, 4-H exhibit judging this morning, and there will be animal check-in this evening, and then coming up on Friday, tomorrow at the fairgrounds, a horse show at the Horse Arena at 8 a.m., poultry rabbit show at 12:30, also a pets show at the Quonset, beef show in the covered arena at 4:30. Ranch trail course will be at the horse arena at 7. Goat roping and horse arena at 7 as well. Horse show speed events at the horse arena at 8:30. Then Saturday at the fairgrounds are a swine show and a sheep show at 8 a.m. A goat show as well. A livestock judging contest at 2 o'clock. And then family night at the fair Saturday night from 4 to 7. Bouncy house and water slides. Catch an animal at 4:30, pedal tractor pull at 5 o'clock, mutton busting, bull riding at 7, and a beer garden and dance. Well, Wes Kosman will be the musician at 9 o'clock, and that's going on at the Jewel County Fair up at the Jewel County Fairgrounds in Mankato. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com, and don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Two down. Line drive, left center, Taylor to his right. He's there. He's got it. Ball game over. And the Twins shut out the Royals 5-0. Pablo Lopez throws his first career complete game shutout.
Minnesota finishing out a three-game home sweep of the Royals on Wednesday. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports. The K18 Twin Lakes League Tournament began on Wednesday. Preseason All-Big 12 football team has been released, and an update on Wimbledon. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In the K18 Twin Lakes League Tournament, started with first-round games on Wednesday. Smith Center Red had a first-round bye, so they move on to the semifinals. Smith Center Gray over Beloit Blue 15-5 in the first round in Beloit, and following that, Beloit Red beat Lincoln 10-1. Russell over Lucas 14-5 in the upper quarterfinal matchup. The top four teams now go on to the semifinals, will advance automatically to the East Regional Tournament coming up next week. Those top four teams will play in the semifinals and finals Friday at Beloit. You can find the full bracket for the K18 Twin Lakes League Tournament at ncksports.com. Well, I heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Royals were unable to avoid a sweep against the Twins, falling 5-0 Wednesday night in Minnesota. The Royals were held to just four hits on the night. Pablo Lopez pitching his first ever complete game shutout, striking out 12 while throwing exactly 100 pitches. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on Lopez.
His stuff was electric. I mean, from where I was sitting, the breaking ball was exploding. He located the fastball when he wanted to get it in. He got it in. When he wanted to get it up, he got it up. I think that, I mean, we can go check it, but that's one of the higher strike percentages I've ever seen in a game. I mean, hats off to him. He was just better tonight.
Visit Royals.com for more on the ball game. The Royals are now 25-62 on the season, now headed to Cleveland, their final series before the All-Star break. A four-game set with the Guardians with game one tonight at 6:10. Speaking of the All-Star game, it was announced late last week that Garden City grad and Holcomb resident Todd Tishner will be the crew chief for the Midsummer Classic in Seattle on Tuesday night. Tishner's in his 13th season as an umpire, working his second All-Star game. He was part of the crew in 2014 at Minnesota. In college football, the media's preseason All-Big 12 selections were announced by the conference Wednesday. KU quarterback Jalen Daniels picked as the Offensive Player of the Year, while Texas linebacker Jalen Ford, the Defensive Player of the Year, K-State running back Trashawn Ward, was chosen as the Newcomer of the Year. Joining Daniels on the All-Big 12 offensive team, from KU, Devin Neal at running back and offensive lineman Mike Nowitzki. K-State fullback Ben Sinnott, offensive lineman Cooper Beebe, and kick returner, punt returner Phillip Brooks were recognized on offense as well. On the All-Big 12 defense, Kansas defensive back Kobe Bryant and K-State defensive back Kobe Savage were chosen. For a full list of All-Big 12 selections, visit Big12Sports.com. Finally, in sports, Grand Slam tennis, Wimbledon continued on Wednesday, finishing out first-round matches that were pushed back due to rain. 8-seed Maria Sakkari was the first top 10 seed on either side to be eliminated, as she lost a 3-set first-round match. Of note, in the second-round matches, number 2-seed Novak Djokovic won in straight sets on the men's side. Number 1-seed Iga Świątek cruised to a straight-set win on the women's side. Full coverage can be found at Wimbledon.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.